Thanks, Dylan, for coming in to talk to us about this today. I want to ask you a quick question regarding the prevailing wages and the union structures within the city and some of the thoughts you have as the incoming DPW commissioner.
Sure. Well, first off, I appreciate that question. I grew up in a union household. I wouldn't be sitting here before you without the benefits and the opportunities that solid, quality, well-paying union wages provided my family as I was growing up. But in general, the concept is this. If we have tax money going into a project, it is appropriate and it is fair that we would want that money to stay in our community. And the best way that we can do that is to ensure the fact that unions are a part of the bidding process. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we direct all of our business at the union, but what we do insist on is that we have what's called a prevailing wage. And what that is it takes assessment of cost of living and various factors across the country. So, you know, big municipal centers like New York City or Chicago, there's a book you actually can understand what those wages are. But in a local community like ours, what it means is that if we are spending our tax dollars, we don't want a company coming from out of state with workers that we don't know their training, their background, the safety factor that they have. Unions provide that to us. We know that these people are generally members of our community. They live here. There's training and certifications and quite honestly, a path to a career through unions, unlike perhaps non-union construction, where maybe it's a little more transitory and they're not exactly as skilled as you would have in a professional setting. So union wages, prevailing wage, is probably one of the most important issues as it relates to public work. And again, I'm a firm supporter of it. I grew up in a union household. I understand the value it brings to our community and to our middle class.
In your, as it relates to the workforce, you're the only department in City Hall that has absolutely no backup. Because when it snows in Saratoga Springs, it snows in Wilton. If there's a fire in Saratoga Springs, we can bring in Wilton Fire Department to help back up on the fire issue. But honestly, your labor force is the most important thing. The men and women that provide the services in the community, you have to invest in, and that's what, well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
Well, and I would just offer this. I personally feel that the Public Works Department is the face of Saratoga. Right. You do not want in your daily life to encounter a policeman or a fireman, though we have professional workforces and they are great people. Mm-hmm. You've had a bad day if you encounter a policeman or a fireman. Mm-hmm. Every single day, you're drinking water. Almost every day, you're getting some kind of curbside service. Certainly now during election season, you're definitely getting curbside service. But really, what it is the promise of our government to you is these things that the Department of Public Works give you. We have professional men and women. They are trained. They work safely. Mm-hmm. And I want to help them have dignity and respect in the work that they do, because everyone deserves that. When you have a politicized department like the one that I'm competing against right now, you don't have that. And so I look forward to working with the men and women in our department, and I will be bringing opportunities for us to show what we do in a positive light and not be focused on what can be done for the commissioner, because quite honestly, the only help I need from them is for them to care about and do their job well. And I want to give them that opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Dylan.